Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It may be no surprise to you that censorship is still going on. It's going on in the media. It's going on in big tech. It's going on in all these social media companies. And it's nearly impossible to get the truth out there if the truth goes against what the left wants us to believe. Now, the big problem with this lately is that no one's talking about it as much as they were a year ago, even 6 months ago. The censorship is now happening very quietly, and I'm worried that people have just become used to it, that they're not speaking out against it anymore. But look, I've been knocked off TikTok. I've been knocked off YouTube. This podcast, you know, every Tuesday we do a medical podcast. Wellness company doctors come on. It's very difficult to air this podcast on YouTube because YouTube will continue to censorship us. So I want to go through all of this and come up with some ideas about what you can do to beat the censorship. And there are things that you can do. So that's going to be the goal of today's podcast. And it's such an important topic, really, because the truth is continuously trying to be hidden by those that just despise the idea of the truth. Don't forget, of course, this podcast is brought to you by the wellness company, twc.health/grant. That's where I want you to go. They got these great medical emergency kits with prescription medications that you need to keep you and your family safe, including now just added medications to help you protect yourself from the bird flu. God forbid that starts to go human to human. And if that happens, that means something nefarious was at play, because typically the bird flu does not go human to human. But the wellness company has already sprung into action. If that's it happens, there's medications now available to you that you will have on hand to combat the bird flu as well. So twc.health/grant. Go there, peruse the website, use promo code GRANT for 10% off. With that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome. So I have mentioned to you that I've been censored. I mean, so many. You should see the amount of community notes, even on Twitter still, we'll get these community messages, clarifications, and then Instagram will take down posts. Facebook is getting really bad about it, and TikTok is the worst. So I'm experiencing that. I'm sure many of you have experienced that. But what happens when you're in business and you use these platforms to push your product, to try to make money, to try to inform the general public? How do you battle back against an all-out battle upon the truth? Well, I wanted to bring in the CEO of the wellness company, because I don't think there's a company more censored out there than the wellness company is right now. And I want to bring in Peter Galluli, the CEO of the wellness company. Peter, welcome to the program first. Always great to see you.
Thanks for having me back, Grant.
What do you think? I make a declaration, a wellness company, one of the most censored companies out there. Is it a fair assessment?
Yeah, we fought censorship on every front, Grant. I mean, we fought censorship, you know, directly on social media. We fought censorship with studies that we've helped our doctors kind of fund and promote that have been published in medical journals and been attacked. And we fought censorship in the mainstream media. I mean, even with some of our, you know, advertising partners, as you kind of mentioned, you know, look, marketing is the lifeblood of every business. And if you're not able to talk about your products because they violate some hidden rule book that you aren't aware of and can't accurately frame your product and your company story around, then your big advertising partners will also be hesitant to even feature you because they don't want to get censored and shut down, right? So there's a cascading effect.
You know, and I think the social media companies know this, because many of them have these three strike rules. So three strikes, and it's not just suspension. It's three strikes, you're out, like on YouTube, and they will shut your account down. TikTok, I'm not sure it's three strikes, but they'll strike, and then no warning, boom, you're off. I think they use this as threats to make sure you don't even push the boundaries. And when you push the boundaries, I shouldn't even say that, Peter. When you go down a road they don't want you to go down, even if it's not pushing the boundaries, there's really no way to argue this. They say you can appeal, but the appeals, I'm not even sure a person looks at the appeal.
Yeah, I mean, a three-strike process would be generous, in my opinion, compared to what I've experienced on some of these platforms. I mean, it's basically been one strike, and you know, your account is just shut down. You're lucky if you even get an email. You just wake up one day and you can't log in. But that's exactly what they're doing, Grant. I mean, they're literally pulling down any accounts that express any sort of, I don't really say dissenting information, any sort of non-traditional, non-approved way of talking. And I think this is really a broader problem that we need to talk about because, look, you spend a ton of time talking about all of the constitutional rights that we're given as American citizens, but we really don't spend a lot of time talking about the very first one, freedom of speech, right? And it's the one that the Biden administration has called inconvenient. I mean, that's the exact word they used. So, and rather than censoring people directly, they've really exerted this sort of backroom influence with all of these big tech companies who really are the gatekeepers for traffic of the internet, right? If you capture Google, Facebook, and the social media companies, you've basically captured 80% of what the average American consumes online. I mean, it's influenced, you know, exactly by what you type in that Google search box every day. I mean, the results are going to only show you things that the government approves. It's funny because right now I will literally go to Google search and I will go to the advanced search settings where you can specify the date range. And I only want to see results prior to 2020 because that's when it really started getting bad. And it's just interesting how you see such a stark shift in what you're even being shown by big tech nowadays. And you don't even know what's happening.
That's amazing to use that to go see the difference of prior to 2020 and what's happening now. And it really is very scary. So what does the wellness company do to get around this? I mean, is there a way around it or are you stuck?
Well, first of all, you know, I think we've kind of started to wear it as a badge of honor, which I think has kind of raised more awareness of the wellness company, but also of the problems that's at hand, right? I mean, today, Grant, you know, you go to, you know, a wellness company, say Instagram account, and it might say, you know, this post has been flagged for misinformation. It's grayed out. And you have to click this little link at the bottom. It's hard to find. I've typically found that whenever you see posts that have that warning or the community notes post in Twitter, those are actually the posts that you want to read because those are telling the truth. Maybe you don't like it, but that's just the freedom of speech that we all should be enjoying every single day in order to come together and figure out what the actual truth is. So, you know, we've been constantly pushing Grant on every front in order to make sure that we're raising awareness to the fact that this is happening to our company.
All right. One of the things that I've noticed, and this is maybe even the worst than flat out censorship and deplatforming because you can't prove it's happening, but you know it's happening. And that is the quote shadow ban where they will not push your content out to anybody. So they'll let you post it, but nobody sees it. This happened to me on Facebook. I was using the Facebook model, making about $4,000 or $5,000 a month on my videos. And then all of a sudden one day I got a notice that says your page is unrecommendable. Wasn't that they were taking anything down. They didn't claim anything that I said was false. They just said it's unrecommendable. And do you know, I went from making $5,000 a month on my videos. This is for advertisers paying Facebook, just like the YouTube model, to making 17 cents because nobody could see it. So there's nothing I can do about that. I mean, I'm saying what I'm saying. They're not saying what I'm saying is red. They just decide, you know what? We're not pushing your content.
Yeah, and the worst part is, Grant, there's probably not even a human in the background anymore that's actually doing that to you. They outsource all of this to AI now, and AI just combs through all of the posts that people do, and if they find any keywords or any topics that they find offensive, they're going to shut that conversation down. And I think this really speaks to the need of, like, independent, freedom-loving, patriot parallel companies, right? And we've talked about this before in the show, Grant, and I commend you for kind of going it solo and launching your own enterprise, but we need more of this because we can't rely on these legacy platforms. I mean, the wellness company kicked off of Vimeo. Why? Because we talked about our spike support product in vaccine injuries, right? Yeah. We weren't prescribing anything. We were just talking about it and trying to bring awareness to the issue. Kicked off Vimeo. Our newsletter vendor that we were using to send out our emails to customers, we were kicked off that. We were given 7 days notice to take our data and leave.
What was, right? Can and I ask you what that yeah. platform was?
Klaviyo.
Okay. Yep. And so, you know, this is a real problem because now what do? You find another email provider?
We had to. We had no choice. I mean, we were shut down for a couple of weeks as we had to move our data and search, but I think it really just underscores the point that we all need to vet very carefully what companies we're working with because we're voting with our dollar, right? And if we're going to be paying these large companies that don't really care about us and are just going to use our money to censor us and show us things we don't want to see, then what are we doing at the end of the day?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I tell people, Peter, they need to support your company. And I just want to put this up because I do believe in parallel economy. So not only are the products great at the wellness company, not only is medical emergency kits great, that I do believe can be life-saving. You need to have them on hand, prescription medications, antivirals, all these things that you need. Peter mentioned the spike support. If you're taking the vaccine or even if you've had COVID and you want to make sure that spike protein, which causes so much damage, is out of your system. The spike support works great. All these things. But on top of that, you want to support companies that believe in the things we do. Free speech, freedom, no tyranny, to be able to make decisions for yourself, not having government making decisions for you. All these things are values the wellness company embodies. So I would urge you to go to the wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. As I tell everybody, peruse the website. A lot of great products on there. But you have to get yourself the medical emergency kit. That is a must. And then as you do that, start to collect. There's three or four different ones that you can get. And I would start to collect all of them. I have all of them. And it's important for different types of, whether I'm traveling in a certain place. But I always have these medical kits on hand. twc.health/grant. Use promo code GRANT for 10% off. So, Peter, I do believe that people supporting companies that believe in the things we do is so important because it is a free market system. The way you beat back on this is by either not giving companies that don't support your values business or even the social media platforms. Now, what this gets hard because Truth Social is out there, Getter is out there, and then a host of others. I use Truth Social and I use Getter, and I use Rumble, of course, because Rumble does not censor. That's the video platform. But here's the reality. They don't have near the reach of Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah, well, fortunately, they're trending in the right direction, Grant.
They are.
And you're absolutely right, is that, you know, YouTube is currently eclipsing Rumble, and that's kind of be expected. The funny thing is, and I think, you know, just to show you kind of another maybe soft form of censorship, Rumble right now is about the size of YouTube when it was acquired by Google for $10 billion. $10 billion with a B, right? You look at Rumble's market cap, I mean, you're talking, I think it's around 1 billion. So the market doesn't even believe in Rumble because of all the headwinds that they're facing. And that's why we need to get out and support these companies, because platforms like Rumble, like Truth, those are the future. Because people are just going to get fed up with being sold the same tired narratives and the same tired agendas.
All right, let me show you a little bit about what we're up against. This is a host on MSNBC. And they blame us for misinformation, all right? We know they despise Donald Trump. We know they despise all of us for embracing freedom. This is, I believe her name's Nicole Wallace. Just I want you to listen to what she has to say. And it's not even what she's saying. It's just about how false it is.
I've seen that toast a bunch of times, but it landed very differently this year. Because depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. I might not be a White House Correspondents' Dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
It's about the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard. She's saying that if Donald Trump becomes president, somehow MSNBC and her job and all the media is going to disappear. We've already had 4 years of President Trump. None of that stuff happened. But this is the kind of misinformation. And I will bet you, Peter Galluli, with the wellness company, that soundbite on any social media platform will not be censored.
Oh, 100%. It'll probably be promoted to the top of the list. And it's funny, right? Because they like to claim that, you know, Trump is this evil person who's attacking the media, when in reality, he attacks the propaganda that they put out. Trump couldn't say a single sentence during his presidency without the mainstream media chopping it up into little bits and stringing it together to make him say something completely different that wasn't even in the speech or the soundbite. Grant, you're a journalist, right? Your job is to report on the truth. Your job is not to tell people what to think. It's just to report on the truth and let them reach their own conclusions. And I think our journalism industry in America has totally forgotten this fact.
You know, I believe me, the last thing I want to do is correct you, but I was a journalist. I got 4 Emmy Awards for my name. I was an investigative reporter. Honestly, I'm not a journalist anymore, and I don't pretend to be one. You know, people actually tune in for me to tell them what to think and break down things about how they should think.
Sure.
But I don't try to trick you into thinking that I'm unbiased. Everybody knows I'm pro-Trump. They know I'm a big conservative. They know Make America Great Again is the motto that I live by. Where CNN, and you get a guy like Anderson Cooper, is Anderson Cooper a guy like Stinchfield on Real America's Voice, who where you know where Stinchfield's coming from, just like you knew where Tucker Carlson's coming from. But a guy like Anderson Cooper, if you aren't really into it, what is he? Is he a newsman or is he a pundit? Jake Tapper. Is Jake Tapper a newsman or is he a pundit? Well, to me, he sure sounds like a pundit. And this is where they blur the lines between not knowing who's delivering you what information. And that's the most dangerous, when you don't know what their motive is.
I've never thought about it that way, Grant, but I love that distinction. And I think it needs to be applied to kind of every news outlet that we see nowadays. Because you're right. I mean, the agendas are woven into kind of every main news outlet. Whether you're talking MSNBC or Fox, they're telling the same story 90% of the time. And they're even cutting the same stories in the same places, right? I mean, it's really like a giant echo chamber, right? So it just makes you wonder, too, you know, are they actually reporting the news or are they kind of working together on some backroom agenda?
Yeah. Let me play for you a news story. I believe it was in Salt Lake City. This news story is from a local network, local newscast, about a vaccine-injured person who happened to be a photographer, a videographer for the local news station. TikTok took it down. And again, I want to play it for you. It's a little longer, but I'll play it until we figure we don't need to hear it anymore. But because the story, one, is interesting. But this gives you a great example of this is the kind of thing they censor. And it gets back to what you said earlier, Peter. I believe this is AI that is doing this. They hear some keywords and they shut it down with no regard for the backup and sourcing that the news organization has done. It's not often I give props to a news organization, but I've never really seen a story like this on the local news. So let me roll it for you.
New studies out on the rare side effects of the COVID vaccines that could use some context.
Chris Horapsky talks to the experts and sees how these studies could help some Minnesotans in their search for answers.
That was great.
Craig Morkus has been awesome. Shooting stories at Care 11 for 22 years.
That'll make the prep show tonight.
But in November of 2022, he became ill with something he still cannot fully explain.
I was in pain. I was lost, looking for answers, and no one had any.
2 days after receiving an mRNA COVID vaccine, Craig says he started suffering head and body aches, severe exhaustion, confusion, along with cool and hot tingling in his fingers and legs.
I felt like I was dying.
Blood tests revealed his immune system was under attack, but 5 separate specialty doctors could not explain the source of his symptoms. In April last year, an osteopathic doctor diagnosed him with immunosuppression and small fiber neuropathy. The doctor believed was triggered by a COVID vaccine.
At first, did you even think it was the vaccine?
No, I never thought that at all.
Craig's diagnosis remains controversial in science and politics, and there are others with claims just like Craig's. At the same time, there is no study to date that's been able to prove these mRNA vaccines can cause these neurological issues. This study from the National Academy of Sciences came out last week. After reviewing all available research, it found only one adverse event with a proven link to the Pfizer and Moderna shots. That is myocarditis, or inflammation of the heart, and it is rare. The researchers determined there's just not enough evidence to accept or deny a link to any other neurological issues studied.
Why take the risk of being vaccinated when there's risks associated with it?
Well, I mean, you can make that argument with measles, you can make that argument with flu, you can make that argument with any vaccine there is.
But as I said earlier, there are still questions no study has been able to answer. This one out of Germany identifies 191 people that developed a combination of chronic neurological symptoms shortly after vaccination. None had prior COVID infections, nor a history of these symptoms, just like Craig.
and we can't turn our backs on them.
Dr. Harlan Krumholtz, a cardiologist at the Yale School of Medicine, is trying to find some answers.
The polarization of this issue, the politics that surround it, I think are an impediment to people coming in and doing this kind of research.
All right, so Peter, the story goes on for a little bit, but I play it because I actually think the reporter did a good job of telling both sides. I may not like the other side, and I disagree with his assessment, and I hear National Academy of Sciences, and it instantly piques my, I don't trust these guys. But he told both sides of the story. He's telling both sides of the story here. TikTok took it down. Why are you taking that down? He didn't say one way or the other. He didn't declare, yes, it's the vaccine, no, it's not the vaccine. He basically did exactly what you asked a journalist to do, tell both sides of the story, and then let you decide.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anything that expresses a dissenting opinion towards the COVID-19 vaccines is going to be instantly suppressed and deleted. I mean, that's been a feature of the algorithms now for years. And that's just the sad truth. Now, it's funny, though, Grant, when I was listening to the article, and you mentioned the National Academy of Sciences study there. If you listen to it closely, they're actually saying in that study, it was a study that reviewed all other available studies. It wasn't like they were actually going and talking to people themselves. They were just looking at the other studies that have been done. And you look at the studies that have been done, that's where the censorship has happened. You know, even Dr. McCullough, who's been on your show many times, I mean, he published a land-breaking study in The Lancet, which is a prestigious medical journal, about the impacts of the spike protein from the vaccine on the human body. That study was pulled during preprint, right? It didn't even make it to the journal, so it never could be included in a study like this, right? But I think the other thing to understand about the platforms like TikTok that, you know, are directly Chinese-owned companies is that I actually view them as not only a censorship tool, but also as a weapon. So, you know, full disclosure, I was a Chinese expat. I lived there for 2 years in my 20s as a contract worker for General Electric. So I have a couple expat friends there. The Chinese version of TikTok is very, very different from the United States version of TikTok. Now, it still is still a social media. It's still just as censored there. But in the Chinese version of TikTok, all they do is they promote videos about education and sports and kids competing, whereas the U.S. version of TikTok feeds you videos of crap.
Right.
It feeds you videos of kids dancing and playing video games and things that just rot your brain, right? And I really view this as a very subtle weapon that's being used to not only withhold key information, but also feed people information and promote lifestyles that are actually counterproductive to society. And that's really where we're going here.
I think you are spot on. I think China knows exactly what it's doing, right? With everything that China does, it knows what it's doing with TikTok, and it's working. Rot the brain. It's not just kids, by the way. I have a burner phone I use. I have a new TikTok account after getting kicked off. I have a TikTok account, not Grant Stinchfield. And so that seems to be working so far. It was really weird because when I had both of these accounts, they would censor my official Grant Stinchfield account, but not censor the not Grant Stinchfield. And I use a different phone, so they wouldn't know that it was me. So clearly, I think a lot of it has to do with who the person is, as well as who they're censoring. And I think that's the algorithm, too, that's deciding maybe on who that person. But it knows, and I always tell people out there, they're saying, why are you on TikTok? I go wherever anyone will hear the message that I'm pushing. And I think young people need to hear that message. So I go there, but I do it with precautions. It would be like going into a very dangerous area of town. I'm always carrying a firearm with me. When I go into TikTok, I use a burner phone. That phone doesn't go anywhere with me. I don't have passwords on the phone. I don't have anything on it. It's one phone for TikTok, but I'm not going to stop going there. But let me play a clip from you from this character. She was talking about Tucker Carlson here and being kicked off of, well, I guess fired from Fox News or however you want to describe it. This is AOC. It's the end of her comment that really shows you where the left stands on all of this.
But deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
Good things can happen. Deplatforming works until the script is flipped. But here's the thing. Maybe she just realized that Republicans, conservatives, aren't going to do that because we believe in free speech no matter what the speech is.
Yeah, and that's the funny part is, like, I don't think what she said would have ever been censored or deplatformed by Republicans because we do believe in free speech. We do believe in open debate. That's a core conservative value. It's a core American value. Whereas what she just expressed is a communism value, right? That's as simple as that, right? I mean, this is exactly what Stalin and Mao used to silence their opposition.
Look, you know, you had mentioned Dr. McCullough. You guys have so many great doctors. I had Dr. Drew on the Real America's Voice show. He was talking about getting a blood clot in his eye, which is crazy. But all of this, for everybody listening, watching, this is what the wellness company is all about. Peter Galula, you're the CEO of this company. You brought together all of these doctors. These are well-known doctors now in the area of questioning authority when it comes out of the government and all the lies that were told to us. You get all these doctors together, and again, twc.health/grant, get the prescription medication kit, these emergency medicine kits. They're great. Use promo code GRANT for 10% off. But Peter, was it hard to get all these doctors together?
It did take a bit of work. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like anything else, Grant, you know, a lot of these doctors have been hurt by censorship themselves over the past 4 years. I mean, I can go down the list. Dr. Drew demonetized, deplatformed from YouTube for talking about COVID and the vaccine. Peter McCullough deboarded, fired from Baylor for talking about the vaccine, lost his job at his medical practice. James Thorpe, working at SSM Health as an OBGYN, fired for talking about the COVID vaccine. These are all forms of censorship, and it's one common thread that kind of unites us all. And we said, look, if the wellness company is ever going to work, it's going to work because we're out there speaking our minds about the hard issues that really face Americans today, that none of these other companies and legacy institutions are willing to talk about. Because that guy in Minnesota who the local news network did the story about, he's one of millions of people who have been affected in the exact same way. Despite what their bogus studies say, Grant, you look at the vaccine adverse reaction database that the CDC used to host for the COVID-19 vaccines, it had millions upon millions of people who were reporting injuries from these shots. And I don't need a study to tell me that there's something very, very wrong at that point.
No. You know, I break it down to the most simple of terms. And I think maybe it was Dr. McCullough I was talking to this about, that I'm not a doctor, but I knew when it came out, there were no long-term studies. I don't want to put anything into my body that there's no long-term studies on. I mean, nothing. That goes for something plant-based to something created by Big Pharma. I mean, why would you want to do that? And that simple fact just seemed to be ignored by those in charge.
Yeah, it's quite sad. And I think, especially with these vaccines, Grant, it goes a step further, because not only did we ignore it, the FDA's own protocols for gene therapy products, which the mRNA vaccines are, call for a 5 to 10 year study of long-term health impacts, right? Yeah. And we just warp drive this directly into people's bodies in a couple months.
Yep, we sure did.
We're going to pay consequences for years to come, I'm afraid.
Well, the good thing is wellness company has that spike support product, which is great. I hear so many good things about it from people taking it to help with that spike protein, whether it was from the vax or from the virus. I urge people to go check that out. And again, twc.health/grant for everything that'll help you in times of emergency when it comes to prescription medications, supplements, and of course the telehealth aspect of all of this. Doctors who critically think, as I always say, there's so few of them left. Peter Galula, as always, I appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Grant.
All right, you got it. Folks, that's going to do it for us today. twc.health/grant. Pay a visit to the website. Use that promo code GRANT for 10% off. I promise you, you will not regret it. I mean it, folks. These emergency medical kits could save you or a family member's life someday. With all the chaos in the world going on, you see drugstores closed down, whether it's a cyber hack, whether it's a natural disaster, or who knows what else. Have medications you need on hand in your house. I've got water. I've got food. I've got ammunition. And now I've got prescription medications, too. Thanks to the wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT for 10% off. Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget to tune in to that. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you there.